Cell phone service in many rural areas of the country is not as good as advertised. That point was recently made in Vermont. A state employee drove 6,000 miles to test cell signals, and the results showed the claims of the cell phone carriers did not match the reality on the ground. As John Dillon from Vermont Public Radio reports, Vermont is now one of 37 states challenging the company's data.
The truth is, I have a stake in this story. Like many Vermonters, I live on a back road. It's not far from civilization, just 7 miles from the state capital in Montpelier, and only a few hundred yards off a state highway. But this very snowy back road could be the other side of the moon as far as cell service goes. But I'll let Corey Chase pick it up from here.
We're in the state of Vermont's Prius, and we're getting ready to take a short drive to demonstrate how the cell phone tracking project works.
Chase is a communication specialist with the state. This fall, he drove all over Vermont on roads good and bad, and sometimes no road at all.
I can tell you that the Prius is not made for off-road adventuring.
Equipped with 6 cell phones and an app customized by a coder in Bulgaria, Chase ran detailed download tests every 300 meters. He ground-truthed what every Vermonter with a cell phone knows. There are many, many places where you simply can't get a signal, even though the phone company's coverage maps show their solid service.
I think that their maps are not credible. Their maps show coverage essentially throughout the entirety of the state.
The cell industry trade group did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Yet, here's why the issue is important. There's $4.5 billion in federal money available to help companies boost coverage in underserved areas. But the carriers serving Vermont did not apply for the funds, perhaps because that would acknowledge their claims of coverage are wrong. They say that between them, they serve all of Vermont, except for its most isolated areas. Chase and his colleagues knew that wasn't true, so they set out to prove it with a road trip.
And had we not done this test, there would have been no incentive for anybody to bid because those areas that were eligible are moose habitat.
36 other states also contested the carrier's claims of good coverage, and the Federal Communications Commission has delayed the grant program while it investigates.
Good policy is based on good data.
June Tierney heads the state agency that represents consumers in telecom and utility issues. She says the Vermont Challenge is not just aimed at landing money to improve service. It's also about economic development and public safety.
All you have to do is look as far as California and to see the firefighting incidents that they had this past year and the crucial role that cell coverage played in making sure that those fires got fought well.
And we're turning down a dirt road. We'll try not to lose a wheel in the pothole.
We're back in the Prius testing coverage, and our route takes us right by my road. Chase turns in. And what happens next was not planned.
Here are my neighbors.
And say hello to the neighbors who happen to be walking down the street.
My neighbor, Jim Bizak, is a retired state worker, and he's read about the drive test.
That's a great thing. I mean, I take up a collection. This is just the data we're missing.
Chase tests the coverage at my mailbox. 3 of the 6 companies showed no service. The rest had very weak signals, below what they claimed. But I could have told you that. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier, Vermont.